Song of Songs, the Canticles, written by Solomon, wisest man who ever lived, ever will live. You must pardon me, some of my favourite portions of scriptures, Song of Solomon's. We turn there to Song of Songs, and we'll look to chapter 2, and we look down till we come to verse 10. Maybe. My beloved spake and said unto me, rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. For lo, the winter is past, the rain is over and gone. The flowers appear on the earth, the time of the singing of birds is come, and the voice of the turtle is heard in their land. The fig tree putteth forth her green figs, and the vines with the tender grape give a good smell. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. O my dove, thou art in the clefts of the rock, in the secret places of the stairs. Let me see thy countenance. Let me hear thy voice, for sweet is thy voice, and thy countenance is comely. Take us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes. My beloved is mine, and I am his. He feedeth among the lilies. Until the day break, and the shadows flee away, turn, my beloved, and be there like a roe or a young hart upon the mountains of Bether. You go back and with the Spirit of God to interpret to us this portion that I've read, that we might realize some of the deeper things, the more spiritual things. And it's very, very wonderful for a speaker to give the sense and the understanding also. There we read of Nehemiah, and he gave the sense and he spoke plainly. Now, a lot of our speeches, they don't speak plainly. I don't like being critical, but if you're partly deaf and you sit here for an hour on end and you don't hear much at all, it's very distressing. If they'd only speak plainly and give the sense, you know, it's only mentioned once in the scripture, give the sense. Well, that's the most blessed part of the scriptures, is to be able to reveal what the Spirit says and give the sense. Now, we'll go back now. And now we read verse 10. My beloved. What a way of addressing the Saviour. Calling him beloved. Well, there's no more endearing name that could be made, you know. Endearing name. My beloved. And he spake and said unto me, rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. You know, there's a bride and the bridegroom in this story. And the bride has got a little bit cold of heart. And the bridegroom's saying, rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. There is a restoration going on. Come. You are mine. You belong to me. I am my beloved. My beloved is mine. And so, rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. So then we read on it. There's been a dearth. There's been a little bit of a, not exactly separation, because you can't separate, but there can be a little bit of carnality has come in. And they've drifted apart a little bit. And so we read, the flowers appear on the earth. Now, if you lived in the cold country, like where this was written, in the northern hemisphere, the winter time, the ground is bare. The hedges have got nothing, the ditches have got nothing, the fields have got nothing, just plain grass. And it's very dismal. Well, that's the condition that the bride was in, a bit dismal. And so we read, the flowers appear on the earth. Now, there's a time of refreshing, a time of restoration. The flowers are coming, and it's a sign of spring. It's a time that the winter is over with. And then we read, the time of the singing of birds has come. See, in the northern hemisphere, nearly all the birds migrate. They go south and into a warmer climate. And so even the what we call a copse, or a bush we call it here, it's silent. There's no birds there. But as soon as the spring comes, they all come back again. So we read, the time of the singing of birds has come. And it's so remarkable, you can't help noticing it. See, now the bride is welcoming. Look, you've had a dull time. You've had a time of carnality. But look, the flowers are on the fields there. And they're singing, the birds have come. Listen to them. It's a time of restoration. It's a time of rejoicing. Then we read on, and the voice of the turtle is heard in their land. It doesn't say a turtle finds on the ground. It's a turtle dove. The winter months, there's no very, very few songbirds. But now the spring is here, and the turtle dove, it's back, and the little cooey, 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 you know, that's their little note. And it's such a plaintive cry. But, oh, they're back into the copse or the woodlands, and there you can hear them. And so that's what Solomon said. It's a time of restoration. The birds are singing. The turtle is here. Everything. Then we read on. The fig tree putteth forth the green figs. You know, a fig tree is a deciduous tree. And in the spring, you see the leaves, the buds are there. And incidentally, the fruit is there too, but it hasn't swollen up. And then the leaves come. See, it's a time of a restoration, a time of revival. See, in the old country, and you go through the copses or the woodlands, the trees are all bare. They're just bare sticks. You think they're right, ring bark trees, but they're not. Figs we put forth are green figs. It's a time of restoration. It's a time when everything is coming back into life again. And the vines with the tender grape give a good smell. Do you know you can smell a grape? When a grape is flowering, you can smell the flowers. Although they're very insignificant, you can smell they're fragrant. You can smell them. I've grown a lot of grapes, and I've grown them at the present time. But you can smell it's fragrant. It's quite a sort of sweet odour. You can smell it. See, it says here, get a good smell. It's a sign of growth. It's a sign of restoration. Everything's back to where, in that delightful state. Then we read, arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. The Lord calls you his fair one. Look, is anything more endearing than that? Arise, my fair one. And that's what the Lord is saying to us. You know, sometimes we get down in the doldrums, you know. Sometimes we get in the dumps, as we stand. And it does us good to to be restored. And so we read, arise, my love. That he called a love? It's generally amongst sweethearts, isn't it? But in this case, it's a restoration. My love, my fair one. Do you like to be called a fair one? And who's selling it? A fair one. No, in God's sight, we are his love. In his sight, we are his fair ones. Look, anything more daring than that? Oh, what a saviour we have. What a blessed God we have. And then we read, my love, my fair one, and come away. Then we read on. Verse 14, oh my dove. Here again it's repeated, oh my dove. Nice to be called a dove, you know. A dove is it has a plaintive voice, but it's, doves live in pairs, you know. They're lovely little birds. As birds a feather flock together, and there they live. And oh, look, in my home, to one, a dove was eating some fruit and I killed it. Do you know that? The mate had never had a partner again. It lost its mate and never paired up with another one. In this case, it's a lifetime union. And all these things, you know, they're written for our learning. And how wonderful would it be for everybody to have a lifetime union? Divorce, separation all the time. Oh, how sad it is. Now, my dove, thou art in the clefts of the rock. Do you know what that means? It means you're hidden in the hollow of his hand. You're in the cleft of the rock. The Christ is the rock. That's one of his names. They're at the rock. And they are in the cleft of the rock. That's where we are. We're safe, we're sound, we're saved, we're eternally secure in the cleft of the rock. And that speaks of Christ and his atoning death. It speaks of Christ and his sufferings. And that's where we are, in the cleft of the rock. What security? Once saved, always saved, and always homeward bound. And there we read, they are in the cleft of the rock. In the secret of the cliff. Listen, you're in the cleft of the rock, and that's union. And now, place of the cliff, it's communion. One is union, the other is communion. See, when you have the union, well, then it leads to communion. And you can sing about the Lord.
You can speak about the Lord.
My job is to write for the Lord. I get a circulation of nearly 40,000 people every week. Look, just think of the blessedness of being able to glorify the Lord. Offer your bodies a living sacrifice, and the Lord will send there something for you to do. You offer your bodies a living sacrifice. And if you're fitted in every way, the Lord will find something for you to do. And read it on. Read that verse again. Oh, my dove, thou art in the cleft of the rock, that's hidden in the hollow of his hand. The rock is Christ, and we're hidden in his death, we're secured, and the secret of the stairs. Let me see. Listen to this. Let me see thy countenance. You know, if your heart is right with God, you're right with man. If you're right with God, you're right with man. If you're not right with man, you're not right with God. I hope some of you are saying that, but that is so. Read on. Let me hear thy voice. I felt constrained to speak about this morning, but that, Lord, you know, when we gather and have a good sing song, or even we sing, have a solo, sing to ourselves, let me hear thy voice. He doesn't want to hear an instrument with it either. We in the assembly don't have instruments, only in special occasions like last night. But we don't want them. The Lord doesn't want to listen to a piano. The Lord doesn't want to listen to an organ. I know it can be helpful, keeps us in tune. But he says, let me hear thy voice. It's our voices he wants to hear. He wants to hear us sing about him, sing about salvation, sing about heaven and home. And then we read, for sweet is thy voice. We mightn't think our voices are too sweet, but the Lord says they're sweet. Let me hear thy voice, for sweet is thy voice. And thy countenance has come. Thy countenance has come. If you're right at heart, your attitude is displayed in your face. And God says, let me see your face. Let me see your countenance. If you're right with God. If you're walking in the light, He is in the light. And you have something to and you sing. Indeed, we have something to sing about. We have someone to sing to. We sing to the Lord. Sing unto the Lord. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens. The one who riding upon the heavens wants to hear your voice and mine. Have you ever thought about those things? Let me read on. Let me hear thy voice, for sweet is thy voice, and thy countenance is comely or graceful. Your inward feelings is an index shown up in your face. If you're right with God and you're in harmony with the Lord, it shows up in your face. And that's why the Lord wants to see your countenance. If you're right with God, you know, your countenance displays your feelings and your inward feelings at that. So we read on there. All right. Take us the foxes, the little foxes. All those little troublesome things. You know, we're not without them. We have these little things that annoy us along life's way. You can't avoid them. Perhaps you've fallen into some little sin. Perhaps you've been tempted to do something. Perhaps something you've looked at something you shouldn't look at. Perhaps you've said something you shouldn't have said. They're the little foxes. And they spoil their communion. They spoil their fellowship with the Lord. But thank God we can confess it. Let not the sun go down upon thy wrath. Finish the day with a confession of your sin and get right with God before you go to bed. Nothing like that, you know, listeners. No, I've known the Lord for 68 years, and I've had a lot of experience. Now, all right, we read on. Now, take us the foxes, spoil the vine. Now, verse 15. Here it is again. Have you ever known anything so intimate? You'd think it was a love letter, wouldn't you? Speaking to their sweethearts. But the Lord is speaking to you and me. He says, my beloved is mine, and I am his. He feedeth among the lilies. Our gathering today is, in the eyesight, lilies. When we gathered together this morning, he came down and he had fellowship with the lilies. Look, some of these expressions of what the Lord thinks of you and I. A lily. And fair one. No, intimate names, sincere names. But now, you and I are lilies in his sight. You know what a lily is, you know. Most lilies are pure white. And they drop their heads, you know. Humid. Take little snowflower in the old country. There it is. It's almost insignificant. It's hidden away, but it's pure as white. Oh. And the Lord is having communion with the lilies. Spice, as he calls it. I, my beloved, is my name. Dwelleth among the spices. Come down into my garden, the garden of spices. The Lord calls our little gardens together a garden. There's nothing more sweet than the garden. A garden is full of life. It's moving. Change. Every day you go, there's a different flower. The buds turn into blossoms. And the blossoms turn into fruit. And the birds are there, the bees are there, the insects are there. They're all there. And everything is so flourishing. Oh, there's so much in these few birds, they're almost inexhaustible. And you only cry at times to think what's hidden there. I'll read that again. My beloved is mine, and I am his. He feedeth among the lilies. Look, isn't it a bit embarrassing to be called a lily? You know, something is pure, something is white, and something is humble. It's nice to have that said about us. I hope we're true to type. I hope so. Let me read on. Yeah, this is it. Until the day break. The whole conference this time has been nothing but the breaking of the day. Until the day break and the shadows flee away. Look, all the ministry, even at the dinner table. And this morning, again, the thing is repeated again and again, the coming of the Lord. Until the day break. That's what it's going to be. The breaking of the day. And they seem to know, I believe in those days, they look forward to this Messiah. They look forward to the coming. And he did, came. He came right enough. And we know he did. But here it says, until the day break. We can thank God for the patience he's given us. We know he's coming. And he's coming soon. But just when? You know, if we knew when it was coming, we'd be very, very active. We'd spend all our money we've got in publishing the gospel. We'd do everything possible if we knew when the Lord is coming. But as we don't know, well, we've got to be reserved and just pray and hope that it won't be long. You lay your head on the pillow at night and say, oh, thank the Lord. The Lord comes in the night, I'm ready. The Lord can come in the morning. He can come midday. He can come at midnight. Don't forget the world is round. Don't forget the other side of the world is dark and there's light here. No matter where you are or when it is, he's coming. Oh, listeners, my wife lies dead in the cemetery. Oh, I cry again and again. You might think I'm silly, but I go and sit on the tombstone and I say, Lord, wouldn't it be lovely now if the Lord would come while I'm here? We know that the coming of the Lord is going to be everything until the day break. And the day break and the shadow flee away. See, everything has a shadow on it now. It speaks of death. It speaks of death. It's morbid. But, oh, listeners, till the day break and the shadows flee away. Be there like a roe or a young hart upon the mountain of Bethel. And Bethel speaks of division. Countries are divided by mountains. Switzerland, I've been there one time, and you know, there's three different nations in Switzerland. And why? Well, because it's so mountainous that they don't have contact with one another. And so a mountain is kind of being a means of division. One minute. Mountains of Bethel is a present division. But it's going to come all the same. There's nothing to stop the Lord's coming. Not that I know of. Mm-hmm. And the fulfillment of Scripture. And it's being fulfilled very, very quickly at the present time. Talking to their brother today. Knowledge shall increase. We're living in the days of the computer. They've left me standing. I couldn't write all the computer. I wouldn't be able to learn either. It's taught in the schools. Oh, listen. Travel shall increase. When I came from England, it took me 6 weeks to get here. Now it took me 12 hours. Travel shall increase. Oh. So, the signs today of the Lord's immediate coming until the day break and the shadows flee away. So I hope this little exhortation from the Song of Songs is warming and encouraging. Read it for yourself. See what you can get out of it, because I can tell you it was inexhaustible. The more you study, the more you realise it's hidden away there. See, inspired. It's not man's writing. It's inspired. It's God's word. The Holy Spirit is there to interpret to us its wonderful meanings.